Welcome back to the Better Everyday Podcast, where we're unlocking our best self one episode at a time. My name is Grace Garcia, and today I have my friends as guest speakers. If you guys want to say your names, let's start off.
So my name is Elizabeth. Do you want me to like do an intro, like background or something?
Yeah, you can. So I'll have them introduce themselves, kind of what you guys are in school for, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. So I'm Elizabeth. I'm 29 years old and I am a nursing student.
Nice. And then?
Okay. I'm Carrie Cleveland, and I went to school for education.
Nice. And so the reason I call these beautiful women here to be on the podcast is I personally am super inspired by both of you guys. I think, I don't know if we could say this word, but I feel like you guys are badasses. Not only are they women, you guys are wives and you guys are mothers. Yes. And how you heard they have continued after high school, post-education, and then even further while being moms. Because I feel like there are moms who have gotten their degrees, but you guys did it while, like, as you have kids, while raising kids, which I feel like is a whole nother challenge in itself. And so let's talk about your kids. How old are they right now? And then we'll go from there.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I have two kids, ages 6 and 2. So my oldest is 6 and my youngest is 2.
Oh, okay, nice. And then Carrie?
And I have 1 and he's 3.
Nice. And so when did you guys start school? And how old were your guys' kids? And do you think, was this something that you had planned? Because I know, for example, me, I always thought, I'm going to get married, have kids. I didn't think about my career. Like, it was just like, it'll work itself out. I just know I wanted to get married and I wanted kids young. And I know there's women who say, like, no, I'm going to finish school, then get married.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. I was like, my priority was marriage and kids. But then once I started college, I was like, well, I want to finish it. And then I personally thought I wasn't going to be able to. Mm-hmm. Until my son was one, there was an opportunity for me to go back and I was able to. But how did you guys see it in your life? Did you have that dream? Did it kind of just happen that way? Like, share us a little bit about your story.
Okay. So I was opposite. I was like, I'm going to go to school, finish my career, then get married, then have kids. But, you know, things never go as planned.
Yeah.
So it was the opposite. I got married. I was in school when I got married. And then I ended up getting pregnant because I have a degree in psychology. So prior to nursing, I did psychology. And my last year of that, I ended up getting pregnant. I found out I was pregnant. So I finished my last semester of school with a newborn. Wow. So that was pretty hard.
That's impressive.
And then, yeah. And then after that, I decided, like, I want to be at home with my child. So that was something that was just unplanned. Like, I never thought I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. But it worked out that way. And I loved it. I loved being able to enjoy my son's, like, first years of life. Mm-hmm. And then once I decided, I was, like, working on and off while I was, you know, taking care of my son. But then I decided, like, I want to do nursing. Like, I've always wanted to do nursing. I just did psychology first because I really liked it too.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could still do nursing. You know, you don't have to start in a like science, field or degree or anything like that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to pursue nursing. My son was around, I want to say 3 at that time. Because prior to getting into nursing school, you have to do your prereqs.
Okay.
So that was like 2 years of prereqs. So he was like 3. I finished when he was like around 4 and a half. And then I found out I was pregnant with my second baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't think I'm going to be able to do nursing. I'm going to have to, you know, delay it a little bit longer. But my husband, he's been my biggest support system. And he was the one that like motivated me and encouraged me to continue. I was like, he's like, don't stop now. You're like almost there. You're about to start, you know, nursing school and start applying. Like, just keep going. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, I was like, okay, I think I can do this. You know, I did it once when Sebastian was a newborn. I was like, I think two, I don't know, it's going to be hard, but I think I can do this. And so, yeah, I ended up just continuing to go to school. And I ended up starting nursing school when my youngest was 3 months old. Wow. So I had a 4-year-old and a 3-month-old once I started nursing school. So,
it was hard.
It was hard. It had to, you know, a lot of challenges, but it's very doable. Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm glad you guys are hearing that. She said it's doable. She can do it. You can do it. Yeah. But that seems hard.
Yes, it is.
I give you props to them. I give you props too.
Okay, well, I was also kind of like Elizabeth. I said I'm going to go straight to school. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even think of marriage or anything. Ended up getting married, and I got my bachelor's degree. And then I said I'm going to go straight through to my master's. Again, not thinking about kids.
Yeah.
A year in, that's when I got pregnant. Uh-huh. And I had Micah, and I guess my whole last year was being pregnant, giving birth, and postpartum.
Wow, yeah.
And again, also like you, like luckily I had a husband that was able to be a stay-at-home dad, mm-hmm. and he was able to help me out because I think I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah.
It's tough. And I feel like, I mean, if you're a mom and you haven't furthered your education, I think it's other people's dreams to like stay at home with them and give them like the time. Like that's awesome. And I think through schooling, like, and you are working from home now, mm-hmm. like we have found that. I don't think it's either like one or the other. Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's always been like, how can I do it both? How can I find time to be with my kid and at the same time, like pursue my life? And so this podcast, I think, is the focus on it. The message hopefully that we get across is that as moms, a lot is expected of us. And I think we give that we forget, okay, well, what does me as like, what do I want? What were my dreams? What did I plan before? And not that necessarily doesn't have to like die. It could maybe change. Yeah. It could maybe take a pause. It might be more difficult than if we did it the opposite or whatever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to stop. Do you guys, like, would you personally recommend this path? Would you be like, oh, I kind of regret it? Like, what are, or at least some things to keep in mind if they're thinking about going this path, what would be some things to like, let them know so they're not going in just like blind? Like, what are some words of wisdom you guys would have to share?
I would say definitely like your support system. That's huge. Okay. I don't think I'd be able to do this without, you know, my husband, of course, but then also my parents. They're able to come in and like whenever I need extra hands, they're always willing to help. I don't think I'd be able to we'd be able to, but it'd be a lot harder, a lot more stress because there's definitely days where like my husband can't pick up the kids. And I'm like, damn, like if I didn't have anyone else, like who would be there? And then so I have my parents that are able to like, you know, go pick up the kids or take the kids to school or whatever. I think that's one of my biggest ones right now because I rely a lot on my support system right now.
That's good. So making sure you have, like, before you start, like, who's around you that can help?
But, I mean, it's very doable to do it without because I have a lot of classmates right now that are also moms. Mm. Moms of multiple kids, and they're just doing it alone, just them and their husband. And I'm like, how? Yeah. How do you do it? Like, I know they ask me how do I do it, but I'm like, okay, I do have a big support system, you know, not just my parents, but my mother-in-law helps a lot, too.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's doable. It's not like you can't do it if you don't have your support system, but it's definitely helpful to have that extra help. I want to say just time management too.
That's a good one.
Yeah, time management and discipline, because you're going to have to, you know, there's going to be a lot going on in your life, like with motherhood and being a wife and everything, but like you have to make that time to like study and like, you know, all that stuff. So it's not just school, like you still bring school home, you know, because you have to study and stuff. So like learning how to manage your time and be disciplined, because, you know, you also want to have a social life. And that's kind of hard sometimes because, you know, you want to go, you're invited to all these things and you're like, damn, like I have to study, I can't go, you know, so that a lot of times it's like where discipline comes in and you're just like, you just have to be okay with making that sacrifice for that short amount of time and be like, you know, I'll be able to enjoy life once, you know, I'm done with school. It's just a short amount of time. It's temporary. That's what I keep telling myself. Like, it's not, this sacrifice is not going to last forever. So
that's good. That's a good thing to keep in mind. Like, it's a season.
It's just, it's not going to be my life forever. So I'll be able to hang out again with friends and like enjoy life once again.
Well, thank you for making time to be in here. It took us a while. I mean,
even planning this, you know?
Yeah, we kept planning it and it took us a while, but I was like, that's motherhood. Yeah.
Okay. For me, it's two things. Don't do it by yourself. Yeah. If you really are able to manage that, don't do it by yourself. Same in village, spouse, at least someone to like for those emergency times.
Yeah.
Try your best to make the plan to go to school with someone that will back you up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It might not always be all the time, but just in case.
Yeah.
And then the main one would be have grace. Because while you're going to school, you're trying to be the best student and trying to finish as fast as you can because you're trying to get through the season fast. You're trying to be the best mom. You're trying to be the best wife. You're trying to be the best you and like taking care of yourself. But if you don't have grace that one day you're not going to probably turn an A paper, it's going to have to be a B paper.
Yeah.
Or one day dad's going to have to go to the park and you're going to have to stay studying.
Yeah.
Like, don't feel horrible. Like, have grace. Like you said, I like how you said it, like it's temporary. Mm-hmm. And now that I've graduated and gone through that, you do get that time back.
Yeah.
You do get that time with your kid back. You do get that time with friends. Like, it's only a little bit of time that you just have to like push through, have grace over yourself, and try your best not to do it by yourself.
That's good.
That's good. I like that. Yeah.
I know. And I think I think it's kind of the same for me. I remember it was a struggle. Like, it tested my marriage because I had these expectations that he would be like all in, like help support. And we mentioned it in prior podcasts that like at the beginning of our marriage, we were not healthy.
Yeah.
And so he'd be like, well, you chose it. Like, you find a way. And I'd be like, I have this paper. But luckily, shout out, I don't know if they watch us, but the Mejias, like Hermana Eugenia and Stephen Mejias, I remember weekends they'd watch Elijah, like when I try to get papers done. I don't know how I would have done it. And that I did go to therapy during that first year of Elijah's life. And I remember like telling the therapist, and she was like, you guys should do marriage counseling. Like, she was kind of hinting at like, this doesn't sound like a healthy relationship. I don't know how I graduated with Elijah being a toddler. And then again, we were thinking, because I got my bachelor's while I was with Elijah, and then I found out I was like pregnant, and the goal was get pregnant after my bachelor's. That didn't happen. I got pregnant before, and doing student teaching and like trying to get my credential with Araya, that was tough too. But I think having a more healthier marriage definitely like it made it easier.
Oh yeah.
Not saying it like a piece of cake, like there's still going to be challenges of time management and things like that, but it did make it easier knowing like, okay, he gets me, he knows I have to do this. He's like more in a better headspace, and we both were.
Yeah.
But yeah, in regards to the time, like I remember you have to be so creative and like,
oh yeah.
I would be so jealous of students. I get so turned off though when they'd complain about how much like how much homework they'd have. And I'd just be like, you are a 19-year-old kid. You have no spouse. Like, they just don't know how good they had it.
Yes.
But I wouldn't say anything. And I'm just like, okay, I can't. They don't know. They don't know how you, like, for them, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember being, like, so frustrated because, I'd pick up Elijah from his, like, nanny. And then every time he napped, all my textbooks were on my phone because every time he napped, I just wouldn't get out of the car. I would read, do my homework on my phone because I would breastfeed. And so I couldn't, if I got up to do the laptop, they'd be awake. Like, both of my kids were such light sleepers. So it's like, you have to be creative. Like, if there's a will, there's a way. Like, I truly believe that. But again, it's not going to be the like traditional, or it's going to be odd hours of the night. Like, it's tough. That's one thing.
Yeah, you're just trying to squeeze in any time you can to like study or do assignments and stuff like that. Yeah, for sure.
And now, like, I feel like you're in the thick of it because you're. I mean, she's still small.
Yeah, she's still small.
But yeah, I'm okay now. Like, when it's easy, I'm a teacher and I'm not continuing my education yet. I plan to in the future, but I feel like it's easier when they can put them to bed. I'm like, okay, I don't take papers home. Like, it's different when you're in school and they're little. It's like,
It's tough.
It's hard. I'm just like, what is one thing that you'd say like you loved in the process or like you enjoyed or maybe even like recommend if there is anything?
I don't know if this is the same applies to every school, but what I loved in my process was my professors.
Mm-hmm.
It's as a person that I always said, I'm going to go straight to school. I'm not going to have kids and like do my my plan, right?
Yeah.
I never wanted anything to be an excuse of why I didn't do homework or why I didn't show up or anything. Mm. So I was that person that even if I have to like walk to school a couple miles, I'm going to make it. There's going to be no excuse. Yeah. So when I was pregnant and had Micah, it was hard for me to go and tell like another woman teacher, like, hey, like I need an extra time or I'm not okay because of, you know, I just had my baby. Because I thought they were going to say, hey, like, well, toughen it up. Like other women did it. So why can't you do it? Like whatever. Right. But luckily it was the opposite. I got again so much grace from them and they gave me advice and they reminded me it's okay to be a woman. It's okay to like take a pause and come back. Like, so out of the whole thing, like I think that was my main thing that I got from it. Aside from like obviously having a supportive husband, but my professors, my women professors reminding me that it's different for women, but it's doable and it's okay to like pause and go pause. Mm.
Oh, that's good that they were supportive.
Yeah. Super supportive. Yeah.
I wish I had that.
I know. Cause I think like, well, that's good that you were vulnerable enough to ask. Yeah. Cause it's like, if you don't ask, you don't know. Sure. Right. Yeah. Like the worst they could do is say no. Like, who do you think you are? But in this case, like you put it out there and it's sad for girls who do, maybe they do ask and they get that door like closed on their face. Like, no, who do you think you are? But that you asked and that's beautiful. I think that how your professors, it was like a Christian university, right? Yeah. That they recognize though that men and women, like we are different, but it doesn't mean like we're like the weaker sex or the, I guess like incompetent. It's just like you just gave birth, like you're postpartum like that. I think you're in the most vulnerable state. Yeah. And I think, that is beautiful. Whether you find it in the workspace or in like furthering your education.
Yeah. I remember right now that you said that when I had Sebastian, I was finishing my last semester and I was pregnant when I was in school. So I did have to take time off to like go give birth and everything, you know, but I didn't do like any postpartum. Like I didn't stay any like extra time in at the house. I just gave birth. And I remember taking a final or something like that. Like I remember being on my computer while I was in labor or like in the labor room. I was like, I just don't want to fall too behind. I did tell my professors like, hey, I'm going to be out for X amount of days because I'm going to give birth. Obviously they knew they'd see me pregnant. They're like, okay, that's fine. Take as much time as you need. But it was like towards the, I think before spring break or something like that because it was born in April. So I was like, I think it was around spring break time. So I think we had like a finals, big, midterm, final, something like that. So I was like trying to do that in the labor room. But thankfully, you know, they gave me that time to be, you know, to go and give birth and then came back.
That
and,
is wild.
That's so crazy thinking about it. I hadn't like thought of that.
I wanted to experience that because when I was in school, it was COVID. So as soon I got pregnant in that like weird COVID, like everyone's at home. So I was still continuing classes, but it was like all through a screen. Like, and so online, my professors knew me and then out of nowhere, they just saw like my belly grow and they're like, oh, like, we had no idea. I'm like, well, I wasn't until surprise I'm now, I guess. But yeah, I think for me, one of the beautiful things is, cause again, I had the COVID graduation. I loved that it was like intimate. I know a lot of people during COVID times, I don't want to be insensitive. Like they lost loved ones, their plans just like completely evaporated. I personally, like there were good things that I think came out of it in my season and the life that I was in, because one of them was, it was like a private, not private graduation, but it's one car at a time with the family. And we packed that car as like, we rented a car. We packed it with as many people as possible. And then I remember they saw Elijah and he had a sign like mommy did it and they let him on stage. They're like, oh, does he want to come on? And I was pregnant. And so like, I loved, I don't know. He probably doesn't remember, but those pictures for me, like being pregnant with my son on stage saying mommy did it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I feel like they're so powerful and I hope that my kids can see that. And they're like, mommy did it. Like if mommy could do it, I could do it. You know? Yeah. And I tell students all the time, like I show them that picture and I'm like, yeah, I'm bragging a little bit. Like look at my kid. But I tell them like, if your plans don't go according to plan, like who cares? Yeah. Like don't compare yourself to your classmates. Don't compare yourself to the next person.
Oh yeah.
Cause I was insecure. Cause I did my undergrad. Biola has a very like straight out of high school like retention rate. I don't know how that's called, because if you go to community college, you see, I think, people of all ages. Mm-hmm. Like there's certain colleges that you see like a diverse age range.
Yeah.
But typically Biola's undergrad program, like they're there right after high school. So yeah, it's very rare. Like I knew maybe a handful of people that you're like, oh, they look older or they're in a different season, maybe went to the military or whatever. But at least when I went, it was not many. And so they knew, they were like, they didn't know how old I was, because I still looked young, but they were like, are you a grad student? Do you work here? And I'm like, no, I'm like an undergrad. And it'd be hard to like not compare of like, okay, I'm older than all of these kids in here. Like I saw them as like kids, because yeah, I was already married. I was already had my kid. And I'm like, I'm kind of just like older than them.
You just feel more mature.
Yeah. And then you just like start comparing like, oh, they have it so easy. Like, you know, so I tell students like, don't like, just focus on your lane and don't, because that can be so discouraging. Like, oh, I don't belong here. Let me go to another school that maybe I fit into, or it's too late for me, or whatever it is.
I hear that a lot in my school, because a lot of us are older. There's a lot of older students, like 30 and up.
Oh, okay.
So, but you hear that all the time from them. Like, oh, I regret not starting sooner. Like, I should have done it when I was in my 20s, like right after high school. Because then there's like from 18, like right after high school, there's students from 18 to like 40 plus. So it's like, you know, all walks of life. But yeah, I'm like, don't compare yourself. Don't say that. Like, I thought it, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, damn, I should have started when I was... before I had the kids, you know, but I'm like, I'm doing it now. So, I'm proud of myself. Like, I did it while, I'm having, I have kids. And I think comparison, they always say comparison is the thief of joy or something like that, right? And that's definitely true. I feel like you can do it whenever. Like, age is just a number. And as long as you're determined and you want to do it, it doesn't matter what age you are. Like, there's a lot of people that, you know, they always say, oh, right after high school, you're going to know what you want, or you should know what you want. But that's not always the case either. Like, you discover yourself as you're growing up. Like, we're kids at 18, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought of nursing at that age, but I wasn't like, I really want to do this. Like, I discovered myself through every season and stage of my life. And I feel like everything that happened prior to me starting nursing made me a strong student, like, you know, and I'm able to, because I was really, I was really shy before I started nursing school. And I wasn't really like, my self-esteem was really low. I didn't feel confident myself. Mm. And like, everything that I went through right before starting, I was like confident. Like it was so different. Like from when I started my undergrad in psychology versus now, like my mindset is in a very different place. And I feel like, because nursing school is very, like, challenging, very demanding. And I feel like I wouldn't have excelled in it, maybe, if I hadn't gone through everything else that I had gone through. And, like, especially with my kids. Like, I feel like they just made me, like, a really strong person. And, like, I want to succeed because of them. Like, maybe I still would have had that same, like, need or want to succeed. But, like, it's different now. I don't know. Yeah, like, the way I think, it's so different. I'm more mature than I was before. I'm only 29, but I feel like sometimes I'm, like, I'm older than that, you know?
Me too. I feel like I'm 40.
Yeah.
And I had a coworker, actually. It was, like, we were having lunch, and she's, like, wait, how old are you? And I'm just, like, oh, I'm 29. And she's, like, girl, you talk like you're old, because I'd be like, how tired I am. Yes. I'm like, well, I have two kids. I had them since I was like 22. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, it's the kids. They age you.
And you also hang out with older people, really too.
You're not that much older than us.
Nate and David are.
No, but I truly, like what you were saying, because I did 1 year of undergrad as soon as I graduated high school. And I had fun. Like, I literally, my mind was like half in the education. It was more like, how can I socialize? I dormed there, and bad idea, because it didn't make me focus. Like, I just wanted to like enjoy life and this new freedom I had. Yeah. And so I think there was one class that I literally like failed. I was like, I'll just take it again. Like, not a big deal. And I was throwing money down the drain. It was like so expensive and just time. But when I came back, my husband too, he was like, if you're going back, he's always been the logical thinker.
Yeah.
He's like, you better go with the plan. Like, tell me why you're going. Like, you have kids. Like, and I was like, oh my gosh, the pressure. Like, do I want to do this? Like, what am I going to, you know, show for it or whatever? Yeah. But I liked it because I went back and I got all A's. Like, there was nothing but A's that I got. And I was, like, kicking butt. And I was like, well, this is, like, easy. But it wasn't that it was easy. But I think my why was so much greater.
Yeah.
That I was like, I can't mess up. Like, my... like kids, not that my kid's life is on the line, but I'm like, they're my future and how it affects them is on the line. Like we're spending money now is our money. It's not like, oh, my parents' money when you're younger. It's like my husband and I are pitching in for this. Like, I think it was so much more at stake. And so I took it way more serious that I wouldn't have. And I probably would have graduated because I was a great student, but it would have all been like, again, just half-assed. Like, I don't think it would have been with excellence.
Yeah. I feel so that way, like,
Oh. And I think same thing, being a teacher, I'm such a passive person. And so I hate correcting students or, like, getting them in trouble. Like, that's my least favorite part of the job. But I remember the first time I got observed, they're like, do you have kids? I'm like, yeah. They're like, it shows. Like, you just know how to talk. Like, you wouldn't have that authority in your voice, and that's not easily teachable.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been my years in, like, youth group and things like that. But I think when you're a mom, you just have this confidence of like, no, I know who I am. Like, I know my worth now and my value. Like, these kids give me more value than, I guess, this job or this school
For sure.
Your
I always say that, like, being a mother is the best title you could have. Like, and it's more important than being a nurse, being a teacher, being, you know, whatever title in your job you do. Like, I feel like being a mother is my best title, favorite title.
And how do you, Carrie, how do you feel like Micah inspired you, or maybe through your journey, how motherhood kind of like defined you as you were going through your master's program?
I definitely feel like my why grew.
Yeah.
And I felt like I couldn't give up because there was someone at home, and I, and he's one of the reasons why, even like at work, like I push to be better or I ask for promotions or anything like that, just because I think about like, I need to be able to provide for his school.
Yeah.
I love education.
Yeah.
So, he's just like, it gives you more of a reason. I've always been an education person. Like, even from the start, like it was, I have to get A's.
Yeah.
So it didn't really change too much when I had my son, but it did add more, I don't know if pressure, but it like,
yeah. Like, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. And then, do you think you guys are going to continue furthering? I know you're about to be done.
Yeah.
You got your master's. Do you guys want to continue? Like, what's your guys' goals right now in life?
I do. I'm in between getting a second master's or, I don't know, maybe.
Girl, PhD.
Do it. You might as well.
They keep bugging me. He's like, you'll be the first Dr.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sounds so cool too.
Yeah, but honestly, what I have in my head is what my professor said, which was one of the things is like, go ahead and finish your master's degree, but take time to be a mother. He's like, enjoy those years because they're going to grow. You can always come back and get your PhD later because you already have your master's. And that's been in my head for a very long time. So that's why, like, I've been taking it slow. Yeah. Like, I'm like an addict. Like, I itch to go back to a class. And, like, I want to.
I'm still in school and I'm already thinking.
I'm wondering why us three have that in common.
What's your Enneagram?
What's our childhood trauma that causes?
Wait, have you taken the Enneagram or no?
The what?
Your Enneagram test?
No.
I'm going to have you sit down and take it. Because Carrie and I, we found out, like, we're completely different personalities.
Oh,
I feel
really?
Like I'm so more passive. She's more, like, take the bull by its horns. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, and then, but we're both three. And I was like, once we started seeing why, I'm like, that makes sense. Like, Carrie and me can never stay still. Like, in COVID, we were like, what side jobs can we do to get money? What can we do? And our husbands are always like, can you relax? Like, just focus on one thing. And it's like, nah, I have this job, but I can do this side job and I could do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's weird because we would have like on face value would be like, oh, these, they're not the same people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's our why, like what motivates us, what drives us, that gave us the same like Enneagram 3.
Oh, interesting.
But what would you want to do your, you have to take it. What would you want to do your like PhD in or?
Honestly?
Or do you just want to do it like for education's sake?
No,
or?
I'm a person that I haven't gone from like A to B in my education. I've gone A, B, Z, like super zigzag. Because I have my bachelor's in set and exhibit design. So bachelor's of science, then my master's in education, but I also like psych.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So probably somewhere in psych. That's why I said probably a master's and then my PhD.
That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like you can combine all of those, though. Like, you know, when they give art to kids to see what's going, their trauma, and it's like in the educational
system. Yeah, that's the one I've been looking into, art therapy, which is like, it's called marriage and family, and then emphasis is art therapy. So I have a background in art education. And then
that's beautiful. Yeah.
But it works. Do it. It works.
In the future, right now, like I said, I listened to my professor, and I'm enjoying MICA. Like, my job has given me the opportunity to go field trip with them, just have a random day off. So the temporary time that I lost, I guess
you gained it all back.
I gained it all back. Like, if I was blessed enough that if one day I just want to cuddle with him and not go to school, I can do that.
Yeah. I do plan to go back because I can get my doctorates as well. So I could skip the master's and just go straight into the doctorates program.
Oh, that's
nice. I'm planning to do that. But if it doesn't happen, that's okay. I could still get my master's and still be a nurse practitioner. That's my end goal. Become a nurse practitioner. So but I mean, obviously right now.
But is that what you said on your TikTok? Because I don't know any nursing lingo.
Yeah.
And on your TikTok you said like, I'm like, you were gonna do like another route. And I was like, is that?
Yeah, it's very confusing because before starting nursing or my getting into the program that I'm in right now, I didn't know that I can do an entry level master's program to get into nursing.
Oh, okay.
So because that's for like students that have a degree not related to nursing.
Okay.
And so I didn't know that I could do that. So now I'm like really doing my research to make sure that I'm getting into the right program. And so there's just like different, I guess, specialties you can do and different job titles. So right now I'm going to graduate. I'm going to become a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. And then from registered nurse, I can become a nurse practitioner. And then that's like the last.
That's like a supervisor?
Yeah. Well, it's just like.
That's like a doctor.
It's like a provider. Yeah. You're essentially.
Like a primary care?
Yeah. You'll be a primary care. So I could do that. Within that nurse practitioner title, I can get either a master's or a doctorate's.
Okay.
So I'm leaning more towards the doctorate's because it gives you more like leadership abilities. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, I think I want to do that. But if not, then it's just wherever I get accepted. But
You plan to go like.
But I do plan. Not right away. Yeah.
Like taking a little break.
Taking a little break, enjoying my kids, you know, time with my husband and family and stuff like that. And
then
I'll eventually go back. But
that's good. That's
the plan.
I have a feeling we're all going to be like itching in. Can we go? Okay. Because I mean, for me, I only have my bachelor's, and for me, I'm like, David, that's not enough. And he's like, why? And he's really reminding me, though, like, why do I want to get it?
Yeah.
Like, is it just for title sake? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe. Like, maybe there's something in me that I'm competitive, like, against myself. It's no one telling me. I'm not looking at anyone and being like, they have their master's, like, I want it. Or they have their PhD, I want it. It's just, like, kind of how Carrie said, like, all my life, I've been in school. I've loved school. Yeah. I never was like, why do I have to be in school? Like, I just loved learning.
Yeah.
Like, if I can get paid to go to college, like, just forever be a student, like, I think I will.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's work. Like, essays and homework, like, it's work. But every time I didn't have it, I'm like, I want to, like, go back to school.
It. Yeah.
I miss it. And so, for me, because once you get your bachelor's, you have to do my teaching credential. Mm-hmm. I just got my teaching credential, and I got it. It's dumb because you have to, once you get your credential, you have to clear your credential.
Oh, God.
So I just cleared it. Like, I'm just done right now with that process. And then I'm like itching to go back. And I sent schools to David, and he's like, can you calm down? Because he's like, ever since I've been with him, it was, you know, something like pregnancy and school and credentials and whatever. And so I'm hoping, we said once we get my bachelor's degree paid, we can consider it. And I feel like Araya's already kind of in. We were going to wait until she's older, but I'm like, she's kind of going to be already four there. Before you know it. It's like, what are we waiting for, you know?
Yeah.
So my goal is, I don't know when, but I'm like, there's no, I think like part of me is like, what am I missing out? What am I missing out on? Mm-hmm. But I always remind myself, because I remember a professor saying, like, I did accounting and then I got my undergrad in political science. And they're like, I did accounting. And then when I was 50, I decided, I don't want to do this anymore. Let me do like political science. Yeah. And they went to school for that. And now they're professors. And I have to remind myself, like, I have a rest, like a long life. Like, I have to, like, even though I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be 30, like, professors are old and they get there later in life and it's okay. And and like try not to compare myself of like my timeline versus when it is a healthy timeline. I think that's like the lesson learned. Like I wasn't in a healthy place that first couple of years, but it's like, if I'm going to do it now, like I know better. So I should do it in a healthy way. Not where it, I feel like takes from my life or takes from my marriage or my time with my kids, but it adds like, what is it going to bring to value to my kids?
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's what I'm looking forward to. But do you think, like how do your spouses, like if they hear, oh, I'm further in the education, like do they get scared? Are they like, go for it? Like, how are they?
Yeah, no, he just, I mean, he tells me go for it, but he agrees, like I should take a break.
Yeah.
I should work, you know, enjoy that season as a registered nurse first and see if I like it too, because I do have a little bit of experience in the healthcare field, but not a lot to where I can say like, oh, I love it. Or I mean, well, I do love it because I do get experience in the clinicals and stuff. But, you know, you hear all the nursing burnout and stuff like that. So I haven't experienced it and I hope I don't. I want to continue and be super passionate about it, even like 10, 15 years in, you know, but you do hear that a lot. So he's just like, just, you know, enjoy the season. And he agrees the kids need to be a little bit older. At least my little one, the 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Because Sebastian, he's very independent. He's good on his own. Like, you know, he doesn't need me as much as he did when he was little. So, but yeah, he supports any decision I make.
That's good. That's good. Green flag.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll give Tony a green flag.
And I mean, it's vice versa. I push him to go back to school too, but he was in school. So he was the one who made the sacrifice to like drop out of school when I got pregnant, and he's like, I have to work, you know, I have to provide.
Yeah.
And so now I'm the one pushing him, like, just go back, even if, like, you know, he's doing well in his business and everything, but I'm like, it's just nice to have that degree too, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess it's like, you know, just to show the kids that it's possible, you can do anything. Like, you could be a business owner and still live well, but you could also have a degree and live a good life too. So it's, that's like good. Either or. But, and he's like, nah, I'm okay. I don't want to go back to school. It's definitely not for everyone, too. Yeah, that's for sure. That's a true phrase. I feel like it's not.
I agree. How about you? How is Nate?
If I were to go to Nate today and say I start school tomorrow, he would not be surprised.
That's just me.
I feel like be surprised, and he would be excited. He'd be like, okay, so do you have a notebook and everything? Like, how are we going to do our schedule? Just because he knew who he married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, he's the one pushing me to get my PhD.
Yeah.
Mm. So yeah, he wouldn't be surprised. He'll be excited. We just have to like sit down and plan.
Plan it out. Yeah.
Our schedule, how we're going to pay for it and everything.
Yeah. Because how long is the PhD program?
I think those are shorter.
I think they're like two, like similar to masters.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm not ready. But yeah, like, he would not be surprised and he would be excited.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. Green flag for him too.
No, I feel like, I think I told David before, I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't know how far I'm going to go in this thing, but I love school. And so he's like, okay, like that you're going to do it. I think it's not like, oh, do you give me permission type of thing? It's just like, hey, I'm going to do this, right? All right, let's see when is the best time frame. Because I think those are like unhealthy words. Like, can I go back or, you know, whatever.
You don't need
ask for permission. Hey, I'm going back. I'm just telling like, when is our finances can afford this? Or when is a, you know, like a good time for our family? I don't want to be inconsiderate either. And so he's like that, but I'm the same way. He took like one class, I remember, to see if he was gonna get his bachelor's, because his job was also saying like, hey, like we'll pay for it or whatever. He's just like, I can't do this. And I'm like, what? He's like, I'm like, I'll do it for you, like, come on.
Yeah,
like in my head I'm like, why not, like if you can, like everyone should do it. But I guess it's not everyone's cup of tea. And I'm like,
yeah, definitely not.
I don't understand.
I mean, he loves learning, you know. There's people that they love it. They love what they do. It's just like the school environment, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, like
the, or like the timeline, or and the being told what to do.
And I definitely think that there's a group of people who love education, are meant to go to school, and then there's the others that like are just really good on their feet and just through experience. Like
on their own.
Because I feel like I can relate to, like, sometimes I'm like, Nate, school, but it's not his thing. Like, he's doing it, but it's not his thing. Not as much as me, like, us. That we're, like, itch for an essay.
That's true.
And I mean, it's true because, I mean, Dave and I always go, like, to that debate of, like, how important is it? I think it's super important because I'm like, nowadays, so many people get bachelors. And I'm like, I feel like that doesn't really separate you from the rest.
Yeah.
But also the other argument on the other side is, well, so many people are now influencers. Like they have nothing. Like they just are important because people say they're important. Yeah. Like they don't have really, or like podcasts or whatever, right? They have nothing to back it up. It's just like a group following them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right. But I don't know. I'm like, if worst comes to worst, like this is certified. It's looked at by the state, by the country. Oh, it's like they are good to go.
I think because I get that question a lot. Like, what's the whole point of like the degree? Mm-hmm. And I always tell everyone, when you seek education, don't think about the money. Don't think about the degree. Mm-hmm. Think about the knowledge you're getting. And even like, let's say you go somewhere, that knowledge is going to help. Even if you work at the 99 cent store.
Okay? Yeah.
That knowledge is going to help that store differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I don't know about you guys. Don't ever go into seeking more education because you're going to get like this huge house out of it or anything.
Yeah.
You're getting knowledge. Yes. And that's how I feed myself. Like,
yeah,
I have 2 degrees but I'm not the richest person in the world and I just love like filling myself with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that will make something different in the future. Like in the future, it just my knowledge will help others that only did that podcast.
I agree. I know, but I agree because I'm like, I want to keep going to school. I feel like there's such value. But David's like, you can read books. Like you can read the same books. Give me the syllabus and I'll read it. Like he just doesn't like the work. He's like, why are they telling me like,
to write this paper?
Yeah, or like to do it. He's like, I can read it. And I'm like, whatever.
But sometimes if you don't go to the school, are you going to go and look for that book?
No, like, David always reads. I feel he is someone who like always reads. And I think the point of life, and even like going back to motherhood, is don't stay there. Like it doesn't matter what your path looks like. Even if you're at a stay-at-home mom, I think that is awesome, but don't stay there. Because one of the things I see is like their kids grow up and leave the house. And then all they do is like run errands Monday to Friday. Like they don't have anything for themselves.
Yeah.
So it's like, be a stay-at-home mom, but what is going to fuel you? Like, what is going to drive you? Because it can't be just those. I mean, it could be the kids in that season, but when they leave, what's it going to be?
And like, I see that a lot. A lot of mothers get lost. Like, they lose themselves.
Yeah. You know?
And I think that was me for a season because I dealt with a lot of, like, postpartum. I was never diagnosed with depression, but I guess you can say because I was, like, not myself anymore. And I did lose track of like what I wanted in life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, motherhood is beautiful and it's fulfilling in itself. But I was like, I thought that for like a couple years, I was like, there's no way I can go back to school. There's no way I could ever pursue my career anymore. Yeah. But those were just lies that I was like telling myself and believing. But I'm like, no, like you just, you have to like do things that still make you happy, even as a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. You know, like don't, if you love reading, keep reading, like find the time. There is time. It's just sometimes we don't know how to manage it, or we're so consumed by all the things that motherhood, you know, you have to do in motherhood that you just, I don't know. I guess there's a lot of things that go into it, you know, especially being a fresh postpartum mother.
I agree. Yeah,
and all the feelings and all the thoughts that go through your head, and you end up believing it for, you know, for some time, and it can just keep prolonging itself. Like you can't get out of that cycle of like you thinking that you can't do anything else besides being a mom.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to believe it and to be like, okay, I can do this. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I think doing something when you're a stay-at-home mom or going back to school, it reminds you that you're not only a mom.
Yeah.
Because yes, having the mom title is beautiful and it's honoring, but you're not only a mom.
Yeah.
And even like that little class, when you go to school, it reminds you, it like feeds you something else and just always having to change diapers, bottles.
Yeah.
Even going out to work out or getting a coffee.
I feel like that's what I love right now about being back in school. It's like being around adults. And socializing. I remember I started my prerequisites during COVID. I think a lot of stuff happened in COVID. A lot of people were like motivated to like pursue other things and or like do what they really wanted to do because they had all the time. You know? So for me, it was like nursing sites. Started my prerequisites. Everything was online. And I remember once we were allowed to go back on campus in person, I was like, something like just flipped in me. Like I was like, that light inside of me came back on. Like, you know, even though I was in school already, but I wasn't around people.
Yeah.
So once I got back and I was around other students and the students that were in the same, like, pursuing the same career as me and like sharing similar, you know, interests and stuff, I was like, oh my God, I forgot how this feels. Like, it's been so long that I've been around other people.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I think it's just like womanhood in general, because you can replace kids to like your husband. Like, if you just dedicate your time to just your spouse, and then when he's not there, he goes on a trip, that you find yourself lost. Like, I think it's so important. It's like, me, Grace, like, what does Grace like, or what does Grace want to do? And like, we practiced it, and I saw you practice. You went to Seattle with your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we need to take one.
All three of us.
Yeah, more this because year. I think it's so important. Like, I can be on a trip with my kids and have a blast, and I'll ask Steve, like, no, I want to take my kids.
Yeah.
But then I can leave my kids, and I've learned, because in the beginning I did have mom guilt.
Oh, yeah.
And or I think it's like pushed by society. Like, I should, because I feel like I didn't have mom guilt, but it was like pushed, like, you're not going to take your kids.
Yeah.
Or that, like, oh, who stayed with
who's
them?
Who's taking care of them?
And then so I think
like, if they don't have a dad.
Yeah. So I think it started like kind of, I didn't feel mom guilt like from inside. It was more like from the, and it, maybe it wasn't even bad intentions.
Yeah.
And then once I like my husband, then I'm like, okay, you know, I don't need to take trips with you or the kids. Like, I'm being by myself at Brooklyn. I'm gonna go with girlfriends. Like, and I think you should feel healthy being with kids, with your spouse, or by yourself.
Yeah.
And know that I like myself, I like my company with whoever I'm with. Cause I think that is the healthy, like, love you bring in every group. When you know how to be by yourself or do things that you love, you can bring that into like every circle you're in.
Definitely. You have to put yourself first in that area.
Yeah.
Sure.
But did you guys have mom guilt, and how did you deal with the mom guilt? Like, did you just push through until you were done,
so
or
many
like
times?
I think that's probably like the hardest.
I definitely got in my last year of school when I had to go to Colorado for an internship.
Oh, I remember.
And it was, I think, 2 weeks. Was it there or 2 weeks or 1 week? I don't know.
I remember.
But I did get a lot of, like, when I would post it, I would get Instagram, and where's your kid? Oh, and I'm like, and like, my answer was always the same, like, he has a father.
Yeah. I made it with someone else.
Yeah. Takes two to tango.
So sometimes I would joke around, I'm like, what kid? No, but definitely got that. And like, even like going out just by myself or just with girls, like, you do get a lot of the question, where's your kid at? Or like, on the other house is like, people don't put it together. Like, there's a parent, there's another parent.
Yeah.
It's okay for me to come out. So I definitely remember that.
Yeah. And I think dads don't get that same.
Oh, no.
You know, obviously.
No.
So it kind of sucks that it does. It's mothers that have to go through that. There's no dad guilt. I've never heard of that term.
Yeah.
No, they just go out, and guys don't even feel it.
Yeah.
I don't think they just go out and they're not thinking about it. And we're like, oh my goodness, what are they thinking? Like, everything. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. Yeah.
So for me, it was more like the outer world giving me the guilt. Like, the people closer to me, like David and Grace, or like my husband, I didn't get it from them.
Yeah, like, I hope I never make any mom feel guilty.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the worst.
No, I actually encourage them. Like, take that trip. Because my friend that I went to Seattle with recently, that was her first time ever being away from her kids.
Aww.
And going on a trip alone. And I was like, that was my second time, because I had gone to one prior.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember the feeling, like, what you're feeling right now. I felt that. Like, but you have to give this time to yourself, because you're important too, you know, and you are a better mom after, because you know, like, you just get refreshed. Like, I don't know how to explain it or put it into words, but like, you just come back like a different person. Like, you know,
I always said this, like, sometimes I need even that 1 hour break and I'm a better mom. Like, that trip, I'm a better mom coming back,
because
I'm not like feeling all that stress,
the overstimulation and all that.
And I used to feel, because my kids' school, like, I love the kids' school, because it's a private school, but we can drop them off. And sometimes, like, it's a holiday and, like, they're open. And before, I would feel guilty, like, I'm going to take them to school. And I would feel like the teachers are judging me. Like, they know I have the day off and they're judging me. And I'd be like, I don't even know if they're judging me. Like, who cares? Like, I drop them off and I'm like, I'm going back home. Like, but it was so hard for me to, like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, are people going to say, like, I thought you became a teacher, because part of me did become a teacher to get my winters off with them, my summers off with them. But I'm like, I'm going to lose my mind. I need like a day of like no kids.
No, nothing.
I mean, I'm with kids and then I come back with kids. So It was like very hard for me to use the resources I had, because I did have people that were willing to look for my kids. Like I had my sister, like she is so loving and she'll take them for the weekend, or like Carrie, like she'd be like, let me tell, I'll pick them up. And I think it took me so long to like accept the help or even like reach out, and I'm still trying to get better at it, but I'm like, you know what? I need to stop. Like if I need help, or if I want to not even help, like I just want to have a day where I can relax and not have fun, like I'm going to take it. Because I don't know. I feel like we're just programmed with, we should be the ones in the trenches all the time with the kids. All the time, yeah. And it's like, motherhood is at the trenches, but if it, you can come out, like,
yeah, they always say it takes a village. And even if that village is a daycare, like, you know, that's fine. Because I felt like that for a long time when I put the kids in daycare at an early age. But I was like, it helps them too, you know, like they can socialize with other babies and kids and stuff like that. But I feel that mom guilt right now because obviously my son is in school, so it's okay. I'm like, by law, he has to go, you know, but with California. My little one who's in daycare and I'm like, there's days I'm not in school 24/7. Like I go 2-3 times a week. The other days she's in daycare and I'm like, I could be spending this other few days that I'm off with her, but obviously I have to study or just catch up on housework, you know, that I haven't been able to do. So I do feel that guilt. And I also feel like, man, the teachers are probably judging me because they know I don't have school today.
Yeah.
Because they know that when I have school, I'm not the one dropping them off. So
I know.
They must know that, like, oh, she's dropping them off. She didn't have school today or something. But they're very supportive too, and they understand.
Yeah, so, I'm like, we're giving them a but job. But it's like,
I'm paying you too. So like there's no judging.
I know. And I think I'm hoping the culture changes, like from women or the vocabulary. Because I think also like the older generation, like we didn't get that from them.
Yeah.
Or like they didn't have it. So maybe they don't know how to give it. And maybe they're not judging per se, but it's like, because it hasn't been, I'm someone who, I told David, I got in a car accident yesterday and I told David, like, if someone doesn't say it was a bad crash, I kind of like make it seem like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But he's like, are you in pain? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm sore, but I need someone to be like, it's okay for you to feel this way, or it's okay for you to have a day off. And I feel like if we don't get that, like, it's okay. Like some of us don't know how, or we feel guilty or for whatever reason. And so I'm like, I need to start, like, if I feel this, then I'm okay, you know?
Yeah.
So continuing with mom guilt.
Yeah.
I think one thing that, another mom guilt that I felt was probably bad because social media, but social media.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I know how you said, like, I feel guilty sending her early.
Mm-hmm.
I also felt the same thing because at first I'm like, I want to send my kid early to childcare because it's good for kids to be together and like, and they learn faster, which I have seen that.
Yeah.
Cause as soon as Micah turned 2, I said, bye.
Yeah.
But then my bad habit is with social media. So social media will tell me the contrary, like it knew. Like it knew, like, oh, if you send your kids too early, or like if they're in another care, like they're going to turn out this way and this way. So then
like
that's
being raised by other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And or they don't develop as fast as someone that stays at home. And in my head, that's, I started feeding that. And I'm like, I started freaking out. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have sent him.
Yeah.
But that's where my husband always came through. He's like, it's okay to send them away. Like, we turned out okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to send him. And then, like, every time I pick him up and he knows how to write his name, he knows, like it confirms to me, like, it's okay. Like, maybe the option of staying at home, it works for some, but it wouldn't have worked for me.
Yeah.
I, even though I work from home, I'm still working.
Yeah.
And because I felt the guilt of like, well, I work from home, he can be right there. But it's like, no. Like, it's not the same.
And it's not fair for them too. I feel like they have fun in preschool. And that's what I felt like the mom guilt with me. Because my mom was a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And so she was with me like my whole life until I was obviously in school. But even she was the one to like go on field trips with me. And like my kids know, like, I will try to be there, but mom can't make it. Like, I can't make it to everything. And the mom guilt sometimes like eats me alive. And David's like, they know you love them. Like, they know you try your best. And I'm like, I know, but like this, I don't know. You know, they like, you'll see on TikTok where it's like showing up matters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they going to remember this day I didn't show up, you know?
Girl, but you have a village.
That's
like,
what I
if you don't show up, somebody else
and
will.
And Carrie's always like, girl, you better tell me to go.
I find out about stuff and I'm like, how come I didn't know? And I do the same with my sister. I'm like, how come you didn't tell me? I would have been there.
But I know.
Like,
and
that's
I love
why
that.
Village is important because it says showing up. It doesn't.
It doesn't say mom
specifically.
Showing up,
mom. You know? I know you feel like a mom. It should have been you, but like that's what you have a village, and they'll remember like somebody was there.
Yeah. And that's what I try to do. I'm like, okay, sometimes it's like, tell you, like, if I can go, I'm like, okay, I don't want to bother anyone. And I'm like, I need to get better at that. Or like my dad or David, can you get off work earlier? Like, you know, someone mm-hmm. show up. But that's what like was hard for me. Cause I think also that Hispanic culture where they're like, oh, can se va a quedar con los niños? Like they just ask yes. when you're pregnant. Like
they just assume.
What's the plan? You know, like, yeah. are you going to try to stay home with the kid? Because that's the best.
Yeah.
And they might say it in a just a caring way. But they don't know that you're maybe like for me, I didn't want to go back to work. Like mm-hmm. I wanted to be with Elijah, but that wasn't the reality. Like mm-hmm. David and I were newlyweds. We wouldn't have been able to afford our apartment. And so like I needed to go back to work.
Yeah.
I feel like in California, it's so
it's
like
so good, expensive.
Good yeah. job if you could do it like stay at home mom. But I couldn't like we yeah. couldn't. And so it was so hard for me. And then having to send Araya, like, same thing. Like, I had bad postpartum blues with, I don't know if it was depression, but blues, I call it. Because I had to go, I left her at 4 months and she was refusing the bottle. And I remember just being like, oh, like, I should be there. Like, she's still breastfeeding. And it was yeah. so hard. And I think it has been way easier as they get older because my son's like so smart. So I'm like, okay. It's working. So my daughter, like, I'm like, she's going to be just fine yeah. too. Like, he's smart. She's following his footsteps.
Yeah.
And I think we've all taken early kid psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you're a psychology major and we yeah. had early psychology because of teaching. Yeah. But that, like, you hear about the different attachment bonds.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, which one is my kid? When I,
oh my God,
when
yes.
I pick him up, like, when I drop him off, which one's my kid?
That's a blessing and a curse to know so much.
Yeah. Because yeah. yeah, then I'd be like, all right, am I the kid that they always cry when I arrive? That's not so good, or like I'm always kind of like gauging.
Yeah.
And I remember when Elijah would first be like, I like he didn't want to leave school, and Araya's like happy to see me, and I'm like, okay, they're good, like yeah. they're yeah. good, and that gives me peace too. But in the beginning, it is tough.
It's like so that tough
is
as
so
a new
hard.
Parent too. Like you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, parenting doesn't come with a like handbook or something like mm-hmm. rules and instructions on how to do it. So like you're just navigating it as you yeah. go. So.
And
it's
I think like women of color, not only are we new time moms and like that's hard in itself, but I feel like we're doing what our parents couldn't do
yeah.
or
yeah.
they didn't do. I don't know our parents' background. I'm assuming.
No, yeah.
Because I think we're first gen Latinas, yes. right? Yes. So they didn't like yeah. follow our footsteps. So mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, they say all of this, you know, like. And especially from like church, like hermanas always say these things and yeah. stuff, but it's like, all right, I have to decide, you know, what is the lifestyle that I want to provide to my mm-hmm. kid? Like that maybe I didn't get, and I'm going to have to do things that they didn't do. And so it's yeah. extra sacrifices. Like we can't get ahead still kind of following their culture. Like it's not going to yeah. work out that way. So it's like, you guys stayed home, but there was a lot of sacrifices you made to make. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm trying to, how you said, like, get my kids through schooling without the frustration that I had to go through.
Yeah.
Or get my kids, you know, like, the wedding without feeling, like, just things that my parents tried their best. And they were amazing at it. But, mm-hmm. like, it could be easier.
Yeah.
And we just have to be the first ones. And it's hard, I think, being yeah. pioneering, like, women for our families, for our cultures.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think both sides, mom and dad, like, for my kids, like, they're grandparents like didn't continue schooling yeah. so it's like
we're the first with the degree
yeah
right in the family.
I like yeah. how you said it because it's like we want to take the advice of our parents right mm-hmm. or our grandparents, but we have to learn how to filter it with the education we have
yeah, yeah.
To give them a different life, a better life
yeah.
It's still like because I love advice from older women
yeah mm-hmm. I do too.
But mm-hmm. there are some stuff that I do have to filter because of yeah, what I
like
know.
Like it doesn't apply to
yeah,
us.
Yeah. yeah. And then because of the time we live in, it's not like before. Like you said, at least in California, it's hard for us to have a stay-at-home.
Like a one-income yeah, household. One income yeah. household. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
And then even with like the, I think like the mom and dad roles, you know, like mm-hmm. feeling the guilt of like, mm-hmm. oh, why is dad taking care of the kid and the mom's having fun, quote unquote, yeah. like yeah. they don't understand that because they didn't do that. But it's like, yeah, we have to break these barriers. And so it's going to look different.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, but that's definitely. Okay. I've had a lot of conversations with my parents about like roles in the marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And
so they just expect you to do it all yeah. and go to school.
Yeah, they do. But I've been teaching them like, no, wow. dad knows how to like I tell them I've trained my husband. Well. Yeah. But yeah, like he steps up, like he, you know, takes care of the kids the way he should. And I don't have to tell him to do it. Maybe in the beginning. Yeah. But,
yeah,
you know, he stepped up to that plate and he's a really good dad. But yeah, my parents are like, wait, what's going on here? But you know what? Actually, my parents, there was no really gender roles because they were both doing the same thing. Like they were both working, both taking care of me. But at times there's certain things where they're like, oh, no, mom's supposed to do that. But dad's doing it. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But it's just like teaching them. They accept it, you know, like they're okay now. They understand like it's different here. American culture versus like the Hispanic or Latin culture, you know, roles are different here. But yeah, it's very hard with other older people, like
the older generation for sure. And for me, I think it was just because same thing, my parents. Well, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, but I think I got the hustle from her because she couldn't stay still. Yeah. She was like, what can I do? So she did the network marketing, which people call like the pyramid scheme. Oh, but yeah. I'm like,
my mom did that.
It works. But she got, like, she started making more than my dad. Yeah. And, like, till this day, the business she built has sustained us. Or like my dad, because he's dealing with the, I guess, what my mom left. But that whole thing, like, she was bringing home the bacon, you can call it. But I think because she stayed with us at a young age, people assume like, oh, are you gonna stay home? Like, we know that's important. And you know, the Christian like religion, like I think it's so important to teach them.
Yeah.
And I do think it comes from us as parents. And so they'll be like, who's gonna watch your kids? Or like, you know, this stigma of like, well, you should homeschool them even. Like, you start seeing that in the social media and it's like, I wish I could do it all, but it's like, I can't do it all. So it's like, I have to delegate. Like, okay, kids are going to have to be here. And as long as I teach them and I'm present, I do think, like, I hope people are not getting the connotation of like, this means like, all right, let's just go 100%. Cause I think we are great moms. Yes. And we might have to do like another, kind of like, this is getting long, another podcast. Cause I don't think this just means, oh, just leave our kids to like the dads in the daycare while we like go work on ourselves.
Yeah,
like,
no,
like
that's not the case here.
A perfect like balance of spending time with them, giving it to them. But I think that's where the sacrifice comes. Because I think it's easier to put your kids aside and just go to school than that sacrifice where it's like we feel that tug of.
I think that's where time management comes in. Because for me, I don't do any schoolwork when I'm with my kids. Like once I pick them up from school and daycare, I dedicate those few hours until their bedtime to just spend with them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be, oh, you know what? Wait, I need to do my schoolwork or I need to work on this assignment. Yeah. Like, I need to prioritize them because, you know, this is like their crucial, like their most important years right now, you know, and this is their foundation. So I prioritize them and I'm like, okay, I could sacrifice my sleep, a few hours of sleep. I'll do my work once they go to sleep.
Yeah.
Or during the hours that they're in both in school and daycare, I make sure that I get as much as I can done so that I'm not worrying about it. Like, oh my God, I need to do this. I need to do that while they're with me. Cause I don't want to like, you know, I want to be present with them. You know, I don't want to have that in the back of my head. Like, I still need to do this. I still need to do that. So that's why time management is so important.
Yeah.
I feel like it gives you enough, like the Bible says, right? We have enough time for everything. Like, there's time to cry. There's time to laugh. There's time.
Yeah.
But it's hard. But that's why you have to, I guess, find like a schedule that works for you and your family and like how you guys do things. Like, for me during the week, it's almost the same routine kind of, except some days like my schedule's always changing, so I have to change a couple things here and there. But then on the weekends I have the kids full time, so obviously there's no schoolwork getting done that day. So I'm just focused on them and dedicating time with them, and then I'm able to, like, when they fall asleep, I feel like that's my time to do most of my stuff. Like, if I need to study or finish any other assignments, I use the nighttime. Like, they're asleep. They're not going to be with, they're like, they don't need me at that time.
I have a third child that wakes up at night that needs me. My husband is so clingy. He doesn't let me do nothing at night.
Oh my
God. He's like, as soon as the kids are in bed, he's like, all right, are you going to come to bed? Like, I need you to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I thought I could get grading done or like my TikTok
stuff.
That's
true. You bring work home.
And he's like, no, like, I need you to bed. So I have to, I have like, I feel like I always tell kids, my people, like, I have three kids.
That is true.
He makes it.
Yeah, because you also have to find the time to spend time with your husband too.
Yeah,
you know?
That's like,
it's another thing.
As a wife, we can like talk about just so wives and kids. Well, if you guys want them back, let me know. I loved having them. I hope you guys loved it. I think there's so much to learn from it. And then, I think just knowing that we're indifferent, because we all did it differently, but it's the same hard. I feel like it's hard. And I think it's also so important to have those people around you, because we can get lost in like comparing, and it's like, oh, I'm in the trenches, or it's so difficult. And then when you have friends that are like, you're doing a great job, or I was just there, or I'm going to enter that season. I think that's what community is about. Like we can rely on each other. When we feel down, we can encourage each other. Mm-hmm. And so thank you, ladies.
No, thank you for having us.
Yeah, you guys, I'm telling you, every time I see your post, I'm like, how does Liz do it? Yeah. And Carrie, you've always not only been the champion, like you championing, but you champion others so well. Yeah. And you've always been my cheerleader. So thank you, ladies. Love you, girls. And thank you, guys. Until the next episode. Bye. Bye.